Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
There's an umbrella that's over everything, and that is the decisions that we make and how our society moves along. Dave Hutchinson is going to be out as Hennepin County Sheriff. He's announced he will not seek re-election after an unfortunate DWI, car crash, all those things that have been in the headlines. Jai Hansen has said, I want in. I'm ready. I'm putting my hat in the ring. I want that spot. And he joins us now. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Mike, thank you for having me on.
Explain your background, first of all, in law enforcement.
Yeah, law enforcement. I've been a police officer for 15 years now. I have a master's degree in public safety administration from the University of St. Thomas, just across the river. I grew up in Minneapolis, and that's my base, and that's where my family lives, and that's the area I'm passionate about. But seeing what happened in Minneapolis and spreading throughout our county, this is the time that we need to step in, and we need to get this figured out.
As a law enforcement official, when you say that, seeing what happened and how it's spreading out, what do you mean by that? What do you see from where you sit?
Well, from a law enforcement perspective, I think, you know, seeing throughout my career what's been going on and the way it's been trending, and the way it's been trending is not in a way that's productive to our county. And we need to fix it. I mean, you saw what happened after George Floyd. You had a front row seat. You were out there night in and night out talking to people and seeing the trauma that people were going through. And it's continuously got worse, and we need to figure out how we can control that. And there hasn't been any leadership. No politicians have stepped up. And for me to step in this race is because I see the lack of empathy to the people that are in our county. And the victims have nobody advocating for them. And I think for what we need a sheriff that's independent and not lockstep with a political party. And that's why I'm running as an independent and putting people over the politics.
So did you think, I mean, what was your assessment of Sheriff Hutchinson's body of work short of, you know, the unfortunate incident that he had?
Well, I announced my candidacy back in August, and for me, his critical errors happened way before December and what happened in December. You know, Sheriff Hutchinson on a personal level is a good guy, and I wish him the best. However, I called him in August before I announced, and we just have a fundamental difference on how we want to get to our end goal and what we see is productive for our county. And for me, the lack of leadership after George Floyd and the civil unrest and how that was handled. We don't let a community burn to the ground. And I think he was MIA in that time frame.
How did that work at that time, and how should it work from a county perspective when you've got this thing that, you know, is central to Minneapolis, but it's also going on in St. Paul at that time when you're talking about the George Floyd riots and the vandalism that went with it? How should a county operate at that point in time?
I think we need a vocal leader in that position. You know, as the sheriff, you are the chief law enforcement officer of the county, and as far as that goes, you need to be able to get out there and be a champion for the law enforcement members as well as the community. And there was just a lack of leadership there during that time. You don't answer to any elected party in any elected body like a Minneapolis City Council or the Minneapolis mayor or the governor, quite frankly. So he had an ability to take a leadership role there that was lacking, and he failed to do so.
Okay, let's take Jai Anson's our guest. He's going to run for Hennepin County Sheriff. You know, what's happened in Minneapolis? We've got three young people that were shot, crossfire randomly, whatever it was, that we have no... we still don't know who shot them, or at least they haven't been convicted or arrested. Now we've got Deshaun Hill, and we're trying to find him. Who does that fall upon? Does it fall upon, in your mind, does that fall upon everyone? Should the Hennepin County Sheriff's Department be heavily involved in that? Do you turn it over to MPD? Do you let somebody else come in? How does that work? Because we're sitting out there with people that have shot people, and we haven't brought them to justice.
You know, great question, Mike. I think for me, running as the sheriff, I would say this. I think we need to assist Minneapolis PD. And I don't mean taking their 911 calls, but what I do mean is doing targeted enforcement where we can ease the pressure on not only them, but other agencies or other cities in our county, whether that's carjacking, home invasions, or shootings. We need to get this under control, and I think that's what a metro-wide approach can do. There's been mayors of certain suburban cities that have asked for that, for a metro-wide response, and that's what a sheriff's office can assist with.
Jai Hansen, our guest, running for Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. You know, right now I'm kind of fascinated by interested in the investigations, because like I said, we haven't been able to bring them to justice. Are we short on investigators, or what are we? You know, everybody said, you know, somebody knows who did it. Somebody knows who shot Deshaun Hill the other day. Somebody knows who shot those poor innocent children last year. And we say, well, why isn't somebody talking? There's reward money. There's everything out there. How do you finesse it? How do you find the killers?
You know, to be completely honest with you, I think we're short across the board. One of our biggest challenges in law enforcement is going to be, how are we going to recruit and the retention of good officers?
Sure.
And keeping them in those positions.
How would you do that? What's the key?
I think that starts with leadership. I think that starts with our politicians. I think that starts with rhetoric. And I think what our politicians have shown over and over again, that they have not supported law enforcement approach and community approach when you can do both. I think we can acknowledge a history of a criminal justice system that hasn't been always fair to people of color, but that doesn't mean we don't hold people accountable for their actions today. You know, as a person of color myself, growing up in Minneapolis, I get it. I understand, you know, walking through stores and being followed. But what hurts me is watching what's happening to our county. We don't let a county burn to the ground. You look at the riots after Martin Luther King in the 60s in Chicago. Chicago has never recovered from that. And I'm not saying this as being a bully and holding people accountable. I'm saying this for the people that don't have somebody advocating for them, the people that face the trauma and continuously are facing the trauma with no representation. I'm talking about people around, you know, 38th in Chicago that are worried that their kids are going to get hurt when they're going to the bus stop, or, you know, drug deals in front of their house. These are the people I want to you know, run for.
If somebody was to ask you, Jai, here's what you need to know about being a Minneapolis police officer. If they were just to ask you about that right now in 2022, what would your answer be? What do you need to know about being an officer right now in the Minneapolis police force?
Well, I'm not with Minneapolis PD right now.
No, but I know that, but you understand the position.
I understand the position, and what I would say to them, it's a police officer in general, it's a thankless position, right? I think when you have leadership that's coming down on you, when you have politicians coming down on you, it's a thankless position. However, it's a position that's so important and so needed, and we need to continue to champion for our good officers and have that support for them so we can get the objectives done and protecting people. That's why, for me, it's really important that I run as an independent. I don't want to be lockstep with any political party, because if we're going to fix this, we need to do it surrounding public safety and the people. And I need to, at the end of the day, I need to be able to look in the mirror and be happy with the campaign our team runs.
I hear you, man. Keep us in the loop. Keep us updated. It's heavy lifting right now, and you know that emotionally and everything else.
Absolutely.
And it's it's a place that none of us ever thought we'd see that we're in right now, and we got to quit pretending it doesn't exist and start accepting that it does and start doing something about it. But appreciate it very much, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Jai Hansen, running for the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.